Fishing. The Kenya Fisheries Service and security officials in Homa Bay County have destroyed illegal fishing nets valued at $4 million. County Commissioner Moses Liland said the nets were confiscated during routine crackdowns at various beaches in Lake Victoria. He said the destruction of the illegal gear was done after they obtained a court order. KFS Deputy Director in charge of Western Region Christine Etiegni said that bad fishing methods have resulted in decline of fish population in Lake Victoria. She said KFS was undertaking the enforcement to conserve, manage and develop the fisheries resources. We will intensify crackdowns to eradicate the use of unauthorized nets which promote unsustainable fishing in Lake Victoria, Etiegni said. Speaking during destruction of the nets at Homa Bay Police Station in Homa Bay Town, Etiegni said they are collaborating with beach management units, BMU, officials to ensure sanity prevails in the lake. She said that they were also involving fisher folk in sensitization around the lake to promote lawful fishing activities. Etiegni said apart from illegal fishing gear, encroachment of breeding grounds and unlicensed fishing were also a menace afflicting the industry. She said beaches in Suba North, Karachuonyo and Suba South constituencies are the most affected by bad fishing practices. Many people depend on fishing for their livelihoods and that is why we are focused on promoting sustainable exploitation of the lake, she said. The county commissioner said restoring sanity in the lake also includes the fight against drugs peddling in the waters. He cautioned fishermen against falling prey to some unscrupulous people who solicit funds from them in pretext of providing security. Liland said they have mapped out beaches which are prone to illegal fishing activities. He said bad fishing practices have led to extinction of some fish species. The administrator urged fishermen to register their boats and obtain licenses before January next year. We have laws that govern fishing practices in Lake Victoria and those who violate them must be apprehended. People who peddle drugs and promote child labor in the lake are equally criminals and must be dealt with, Liland said.